The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours. I'll yell out an NFL player and somebody will yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn. And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker.
Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Merry Christmas. Belated Christmas?
Belated.
Birthdays are belated. Is everything else belated?
You could put belated, I think, in front of everything.
That sounds right. Yeah, I think that's right. You say Happy New Year for up to, I don't know, like a month after or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But Christmas, you don't normally say Merry Christmas that far after because, I guess, because the New Year comes right away.
Right.
Anyway, Jeremy and Joe, hey, good morning. How was your Christmas, everybody? How were things, Joe? Josh? Anything eventful?
It was fantastic. Got some nice presents. We hosted our family at our house, so that comes with its own stress that could be a relief.
Level of chaos.
Once everything, is executed well and everybody leaves the house at night and it's like an exhale little bit. Yeah. So... yeah, it was good. How about
yours? Football was good. Ours was fine. We woke up in the morning to find out that our coffee machine had broken. Like overnight.
That's not also you don't want to. When else would you discover that? You probably would discover that in the morning.
Right. First thing in the morning, Santa broke our coffee machine. Apparently, is the story. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, turn it on. We've got a fancy one with a touch screen, and it said error code number so and so.
I mean, Santa maybe just wanted a cup of coffee when he got there.
I wouldn't blame him. It's a
middle
good coffee
of the
machine.
Night, right? He's got a long day of work, and he's old, right? So he might not know how to work your new fancy coffee machine.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a tough start to Christmas morning. I think I had been talking with my wife or with friends about how excited I was about the coffee while everyone opens presents. Took a hit there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, stress, football, not stressful football games. I mean, they were over fast.
Yeah, they were. And then it became about fantasy. And, it's hard to get your fantasy players to get going when the games are, like, over by the fourth quarter.
31-2 in the second game.
That was not Scorigami, by the way.
I saw that wasn't Scorigami. The first game was interesting for about, two-thirds of it and then got to be a blowout. And the first game was just, like, the Texans are absolutely cooked. And have you ever seen a more cooked playoff team in your life? I mean, probably. But it's just very clear the Texans are done.
No,
they didn't have anything left.
They are limping into the postseason, and they're going to be – they might be an underdog no matter who they play. We've been saying, if they play Baltimore in round one, which now looks maybe unlikely, that they'll be a underdog. And now I'm wondering if they will be an underdog against whoever they play. Would they be an underdog to
– Pittsburgh?
Hosting Pittsburgh? They might. Right?
I think they're most likely to host Pittsburgh, and I don't know if they'll be an underdog, but I wouldn't pick them to beat anybody. Houston.
There still is, by the way, a scenario, I believe, Or am I wrong about this? They're clinched their division?
Yes, they are the
four.
Okay,
never mind.
So Kansas City is the one. Houston's the four. If the Bills win Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4 are pretty much locked in. The Ravens have not clinched their division, but they couldn't get any higher than the three. So,
and all they'd have to do is take care of Cleveland next week to get that three. So
yeah,
it probably wouldn't be that hard for them. So all right, picture's becoming a little clearer. Yeah, Houston, is that the biggest takeaway of the day, that Houston is just definitely toast, or is it that they now look like there are two really good, really, really, really good offenses around the Bills?
I think the picture from yesterday is that it is a three-team conference.
A three-team? Yeah.
It's Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens. That's it.
Yeah.
Nobody else is on the level. The Steelers have lost three straight games by double digits.
Wilson, right? Wilson's looking worse and worse every week.
You know, he's a sack machine. He always has been, and that's cropped up. So
now he's sloppy with the football the last couple weeks.
I think it's pretty clear it's a three-team conference. I mean, you might think that the Broncos or the Chargers are scrappy, but they're just not on the level of the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Well, I feel like part of the reason, it almost sounds like the Ravens and Chiefs, in my takeaway, almost kind of have caught up in some ways to the Bills, because I feel like their problems are being squashed. Like I said this about Baltimore last week, that their offensive line was a big problem at the beginning of the year, and that's been shored up. Like, they've been way better in the last 8 weeks, and their defense, especially their pass defense, was horrid at the beginning of the year, and they're statistically the best pass defense in the league now for like 7 weeks. So their two biggest problems have seemingly been corrected. And Kansas City's biggest problem, which was probably just throwing the football.
Yeah, offense, yeah.
Right, like, that looks way better, right? Like, is that just Hollywood Brown? Worthy's playing way better? Suddenly Hopkins is, like, the fourth option on their offense? Like, Kansas City's problems all year, looking sluggish on offense, I feel like might be over.
Travis Kelce back from the dead. I mean, if you had him in fantasy this year, he killed you the entire season, and then yesterday goes off.
Big
like,
one.
Okay. So yep. He's got something left. Yeah. I think what I'm watching yesterday is the Chiefs' offense does not look the same as it did a month ago. The Ravens' defense, as you pointed out, does not look the same as it did 2 months ago. I mean, the Bills got the Ravens when their defense was bad and had a bad day and really didn't do anything against Baltimore. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to make like comparisons. If you're however you do it, you could just not make the comparison to make it the actual NFL playoffs. But the Bills, of course, have had a great season and have had stretches where they look unstoppable. And then the last time we saw them, they didn't look so good. And the last time we saw the Chiefs, they looked darn good. And as we just saw the Ravens, they looked dominant as well. So,
yeah. You
know, that might shake your confidence a little bit. I think the three teams each have a pretty serious body of work, pretty serious quarterbacks, pretty solid foundations around them, enough to win. They all have enough to win. And somebody will. One of the three teams will win the AFC. And then, you know, how we talk about three different players, three different legacies will follow that. Who wins it? Who wins? I mean, again, I was thinking about another comparison, Joe, here. What the regular season really is, it's kind of like Olympic trials, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at Josh Allen came in with a 53 seconds, and here's Lamar with 52.5. Like, but this isn't the medal round.
Right.
This is just qualifying. Just get in, make sure you get in, show you have the chops to be the gold medal winner, and then we'll have a real race, and then we'll go head-to-head, and no one will remember what happened in the trials. Because it's the medal round that is all that matters. So, like, trying to think about what the Bills look like right now, if they're not that impressive, but they beat the Jets, then I want to treat that as if they beat them 52-0 just because it doesn't matter.
Right.
It will feel different. I don't dispute that at all. But the job is to get it over the line, stay healthy, and then rest everybody next week. Because they will not get the opportunity to rest everybody this week.
No, they will not, because you're going to want – I mean, what you're playing for now is a second-round meeting that, like you kind of said, like it's three-team conference. Those were two playoff teams that the Chiefs and Ravens played yesterday that, Can you imagine them winning a playoff game right now?
No.
Can you imagine Houston winning a playoff game? Can you imagine Pittsburgh? They might, actually, because
they might play each other.
Right, yeah. But winning a playoff game over the Bills, Ravens, or Chiefs, like, to me, it's really hard to imagine that. So, with that being said, suddenly I think, all right, just it being chalk for the top three at least, where, well, Kansas City's going to be to the second round, and then Bills and Ravens will win their first-round matchups. Like, just they're going to find a way to win those games, if not blow them out. So now you're playing for who's hosting that second-round meeting, because you're probably not playing now. Like, when we do Howard Picks the Bills with Howard, like, we had scenarios where they play Pittsburgh in the second round, or they play Denver in the second round with Kansas City getting upset, and I'm not entertaining those possibilities as much anymore. Like, I feel like they'll do their jobs, they'll get through the wild card rounds. Baltimore will get their division over the finish line, and those two teams are going to meet in the second round, so the Bills are now playing to make sure that game is in Buffalo.
Yeah. And if one of those teams, whether it's the Bills or the Ravens, doesn't do their job in the wild card round, that'll be stunning for that team. But then for me, it'll feel like okay, it's only Bills and Chiefs then. Or, okay, it's only Ravens and Chiefs. Because
right.
It's not like whoever knocks them off, I think is going to have a chance to go the rest of the way to represent the AFC. I put up a poll on Twitter. Who wins it? Vibe check right now. Who wins the AFC? Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. Who wins the AFC? And you could vote. You can call us on that. You can say it quietly in case you don't want to, you know, admit that you don't think it'll be the Bills. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I would have told you, oh, it's the Bills. And, you know, I think some of us are staunch in support and some are people that get nervous. You know, I am someone that I'm never confident. I'm in a fantasy matchup. It tells me I'm 94% to win and I'm mm-hmm. still sweating. You know, I am not confident until that is over the line. So you can vote at our Twitter poll. I posted that. Bills, Chiefs, or Ravens. Early on, the Ravens receiving no votes, which is interesting.
I think
I'm sure they'll get some.
I'd be tempted to vote for them.
I have no idea who to vote for. I have no idea who will win this conference. The Chiefs, I feel like I'm not going to say I've egg on my face because I'm going to change what I say about them. And I saw you tweet about them yesterday, and I agree. The Chiefs do not look the same. They have explosive plays now. And the last couple weeks, they've had explosive plays, something that they had not had. And now they are throwing it successfully. Mm-hmm. They've been a team leaning on the run and not having any success throwing it. And now I've got Worthy, Hopkins, Juju, Marquise Brown, Kelsey. I'm sorry, Justin Watson going nuts on the Steelers.
Did you say Hollywood Brown?
I said Hollywood Brown. Yes, yes. Him too.
Yeah.
He's just like all of a sudden, oh, okay, they are not only run by Mahomes and Reed, but now they have a full slate of weapons.
Yeah.
And for a lot of the year, they didn't have that. They didn't have it, and then they got more injuries. They lost Pacheco. They lost Rashee Rice. And now they look like, oh, okay, never mind. They have adequate stuff to do what they're going to do. So it might just be the Steelers, and they look good against the Steelers, but the week before they look good against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
They had struggled with teams like that, and whether they're peaking or whatever they are, like I am no longer thinking, oh, this team is a total fraud getting lucky and we're only treating them with respect because they've won before. And
right.
Yeah, it'll surprise you to find out, Joe, when they move to, 15-1, I decided I will now give them the respect they deserve.
No, what is annoying is that they were getting lucky, right? Like this was not a year where they deserved the one seed. Like, they didn't. But, like, this should have been a year where the Chiefs right now were sitting with four or five losses. They were not going to win the one seed, but they were going to be heating up at the end, and it was going to be, all right, Chiefs getting hot at just the right time, but nobody is phrasing it that way, that they're getting hot at the right time because they've been winning all of these games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But that, to me, is what's happening, is they are a 4-5 loss team that lucked into being a 1-loss team, and they've been average for a lot of the year. And they are heating up right before the postseason. And it's because of two things, I think, more than anything. Because Hopkins, like, even yesterday, he's kind of an afterthought at this point. Like, he's maybe a little bit of a safety blanket that they don't even need all the time to be the safety blanket, because Kelsey's the safety blanket. So they kind of got two of those guys. Hollywood Brown coming back from that injury, like, I might have thought that him returning from an injury, missing the whole year, like, oh, that guy, I don't have to worry about him, right? Like, he's just going to miss the whole year and just walk right back in and be this big difference maker. But, I mean, he is, right? Like, 2 weeks in a row, he looks good, he looks healthy, he looks fast. And I don't know, maybe his role has opened things up for Worthy, or it's just Worthy's taking the same jump that Rashee Rice did a year ago.
Yep.
Like, Rashee Rice, first half of his rookie year with the Chiefs, like, all right, it's okay. Like, he was doing a little bit here and there, big play here, big play there. And then it was, like, week 8, week 9, second half of the year, it was like, oh, Rashee Rice is going to be their number one receiver, and it's just going to be great from here to the end. And every game that I've watched Kansas City for 3 weeks now, it looks like Worthy is their number one receiver.
Well, the numbers on Worthy and his production, there's a little blip in here. And without this blip, this little number I'm about to give you would be perfect. Here are his catches week to week, okay? 2-2-2-3-3-3-4-0-1-4-4-5-5-6-7-8.
Yep.
It is a direct, not quite to the moon, but he's a bigger part of their offense every single week.
So looking at that too, he had no games with 5 or more catches from weeks 1 through 12.
And it's 5
in a row. And in weeks 13 through 17, yeah, he has 5 in a row.
5 in a row, yep. Yeah, he's a big part of their offense. He's a big part of what they do. And
he's just doing it as, like they are still doing gadget play here and there. Like, yep. He's got, in the last 4 games, he has nine carries, but he's just running, like, again, like, there are screens run to him. There are these little clear outs where he kind of runs behind the offensive line, and then he's just open in the flat. But then he's also just running receiver routes and is just getting open because he's super fast.
Yeah.
Little scary.
Little bit. 803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-552-550. Quick vibe check on Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. If you want to throw a fourth team in there, I mean, you could.
Who would you do it with, though?
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
The Chargers?
I just wouldn't do it. I don't think the Chargers have weapons outside of Ladd McConkey good enough. I mean, I wouldn't do it with the Chargers. I wouldn't do it with the Broncos.
The Bengals.
I wouldn't do it with the Bengals, who have a 4% chance to make the postseason.
Right. Of teams that were at all mathematically alive, though, are the Bengals fourth now, though? Like, I don't think about them much at all, because I just don't think they're getting in at all. I don't think Indy's going to lose a game. I don't think they're going to catch Denver. But, you know, they might be fourth right now, because just the rest of it looks like, you know, dog water a little bit.
You might put the Colts ahead of some of these teams. I don't know. I wouldn't. It just feels like it's a 3-team conference. and maybe somebody knocks a team off and makes it to the AFC Championship game. But if you were to be offered the field, all right, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, or the field.
Oh, no, it's not even close.
What number would you want on the field? Plus 1,000? More?
I might want more. What is the scenario? What is the thing that happens? Anthony Richardson squeaks in the playoffs and just goes nuclear out of nowhere?
Right. Bo Nix as a rookie does that. Like,
Do the Chargers walk in and just shut everybody out because their defense is so good? Like, go on some historic run there?
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't either.
This, like, Stroud would be the quarterback that's going to make it to be talented more than the rest to, like, go off. But
you can't watch that and say he's right now.
No, he's not right, and he has no help, right? Like, yep. Collins is amazing, but suddenly their receiving depth is, like, putrid. And then the offensive line, I mean, is it every week that there's just free rushers running up the middle? That's, like, the story of their whole season, isn't it? They can't protect them. So, like, I like Stroud, but he doesn't look right, and there's no help. So that's not going to happen.
To give you a little context on this, on the odds, the fourth team to win the conference is the Texans. I mean, they have a home game in the playoffs. But to win the AFC, it goes Chiefs 180, Bills 240, Ravens 350, Texans 1300.
Well, really, you know what it would be? It would be the Texans are bad, but their path might, like, they're gonna play the Steelers maybe in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be home against the Steelers. Like, they could win that football game. And then it's just, again, like, I'm stuck there, though. Even, like, maybe the Chiefs return to what they were looking like a month ago, where they're really slow on offense, and maybe there's a low-scoring game Houston can pull out. I got to really stretch, though, for that.
Yeah, like, they're going on the road to beat two of the best three teams. They're either going to Kansas City and Baltimore, or Kansas City and Buffalo. Like, good luck.
And you could say, like, oh, well, they beat the Bills, but, I mean, as different as the Bills-Ravens matchup was, the Bills-Texans matchup was probably even more different, right? Because they had Diggs at the time and Tank Dell, and neither one of those guys are there. And remember, the Bills had, like, Josh Allen had the worst completion percentage in 35 years, and it took a 58-yard field goal to beat them.
Yeah. Yep. Justin tweets in, a healthy Chiefs team now with Pacheco and Brown, Kelsey, Worthy, Hopkins, Hunt, that's actually loaded, have that feel of the Golden State Warriors where they didn't try in the regular season anymore. The vibes are not spectacular. I want to agree with most of that. I don't agree that, like, the one thing that will annoy me when they win their third in a row, and there'll be 1,000 things that annoy me, and let's hope they don't, will be that, oh, well, they weren't trying. Oh, they were. I think you said it best. They're a four-loss team that got lucky to be a one-loss team. And right now they look like the Ravens look like a dominant team, and they have 5 losses. And the Chiefs right now, if they're dominant, sure, they should be dominant with 4 losses, the way that the Bills are dominant with 3 or 4 losses. So, you know, their luck that they got along the way makes the record look like they've been a dominant team all year long. Like, this is not the 17-0 Patriots, who were dominant all year long and might have only had, like, 2 scares over the course of their season. But that doesn't matter, right? You could luck your way through September, October, November. If you're dominant in January, then that's what matters most. So the number one thing I agree with Justin is, like, vibes not spectacular. But that just comes to me as a natural part of we're getting down to they're about to start mattering in a big way. You know, no matter what, this entire Bills season, what's the most stressful moment of the season? I want to say there haven't been any. They got off to a good start. They lost a couple against Houston and Baltimore, and then they went on a 7-8-game win streak. Like, okay, they're fine. They won the division before anybody else. They pretty much locked in that they're going to be a top team, and the games haven't really, really mattered for quite a long time, and we're about to get to, okay, now they matter more than they ever will. And that's where, for someone like me, okay, vibes are not spectacular because I'm starting to drift into realizing it's going to matter soon, and the teams you have to beat look pretty darn good.
We still do have, 20 days, though, until that? Like, we still do have a little bit of time.
Yeah. What are we going to spend those 20 days on? Yelling about the MVP?
Yeah.
Or figuring out if the Bills' defense can get things on the right track?
The story might be over on Sunday and, like, evaluating them, right? Like, this might be all the information we get. Like, Kansas City's probably not going hard and playing many guys in Week 18. I'm trying to think what they typically do in those spots, but I mean, I wouldn't imagine they're going that all out. They don't need to have anything to play for. And then they won't play in the wild card round. Baltimore won't play their guys much, I think. They will, because they need the division.
They have to win the division still, yeah.
So maybe Baltimore will give us a little bit more against Cleveland, but I don't know. Like, our opinion's not going to change, I imagine, on Baltimore-Cleveland, unless there's a massive upset there with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. So, like, I think this is about all the information we're going to get. If the Bills do their job and lock up the two on Sunday, I don't know. The only information that will change is who that last playoff team is going to be. And I can't see my thought on the conference changing much unless, again, something wild happens and like Cincinnati and Miami get in, and that's super unlikely right now.
One thing I'm not quite sure of is what other seeds can be locked up
before Week 18?
By Sunday. Like, we know Kansas City won. We know Houston 4. We know Bills can be 2,
mm-hmm.
but Baltimore won't be 3 yet, and Pittsburgh won't be locked in yet. And can the Chargers win and get the 6? I don't think so. I think they could slide up ahead. So it might really be the only other team we know is the Bills, and we're waiting till Week 18 to find out who they play in that final game.
Yeah, I'm looking now. I think the only thing that could be locked in, and I'm just double-checking this is right. Yeah, the only thing that can be locked in is if the Chargers and Broncos lose this Sunday, then the AFC North loser will be the 5 seed.
Okay, but even that would have to go to Week 18.
Right, but the Chargers and Denver would not be able to get up to the 5. So it would be Texans against whoever doesn't win the North. That, I think, if I'm looking at it, is the only other thing that can be like locked in.
803-0550. If you're on hold, Paul, stick with us. We want to get your call on the other side, what you have to say about the Chiefs. Chiefs winning a blowout. Ravens winning a blowout. The MVP discourse is going to be a Christmas present you all get as it fires up full force today. I hope you are prepared. Bring a hazmat suit. The week-to-week MVP race chatter is I mean, they're going to get their money's worth here out of this one. So that's all coming up. Sal joins us at 7. We'll talk about this this upcoming week against the Jets. Aaron Rodgers comes in with an MCL injury. He's not 100%. Bills have to, of course, do the job against the Jets. And we can talk about what answers the Bills have to find between now and the playoffs, because Baltimore, Kansas City, are they peaking? And how close are the Bills to peaking? It's about to start mattering quite a bit. Jeremy and Joe, happy day after Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Join us on WGR 803-0550.